Coronavirus. That's all I hear lately. You know, it's March of 2020. Adam, this coronavirus thing is screwing us up big time. I've never seen anything basically disrupt life like this thing. Everyone's scrambling. They don't know where they're scrambling to. Many of them are running in place in their house because they're not allowed to go outside. What the hell's going on in this country? It's not just not the country. And a lot of people aren't even reporting. Some, you know, many countries aren't even reporting. And Mexico is saying, screw you guys. So we clean up that coronavirus up here. What do we do with the southern border? It's still going to be pretty porous with people pouring over who have not been burdened with coronavirus fighting. So it's pissing me off. It really is. The whole idea of being infected with this freaking bug that nobody at this point really knows for sure. We think it's in China, but we don't know for sure. And worse, we don't know how to combat it. So it's messing us up in a lot of ways. What do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, you're obviously one of the targeted areas, Jack. A lot of people are asking about you, you know, in terms of what used to be considered the, you know, because we have new information coming out all the time. It used to be, hey, it was just people that are older that are going to get infected. It's like, no, everybody's getting infected. So there's new things coming out. Panic setting in. People aren't sure what to do. And we're here to calm the waters as part of Dirty Secrets of Small Business, aren't we, Jack? That's what we're here to
That's
do.
That's right.
Because business must go on. Right?
Well, before we started this program tonight, I went down and checked our toilet paper supply, and it looks pretty good. So
you're feeling good for a little while to be hunkered down and ready to kind of go, right?
That's right. That's right. As you longtime listeners know, we have many longtime listeners through our radio show. We had a radio show for 4 years, Adam and I. We started out on a fluke, and it lasted 4 years, that fluke. And during the radio shows, it was 1 hour a week on Wednesday evenings, and we talked about small businesses. That's what we deal in, small businesses. We're business coaches through a company called Maximum Value Partners. And we take our stories collectively and the situations that come up through our coaching, and we make radio shows out of them, which become podcasts. So if you look at our long record of podcasts over 4 years, we have over 200 podcasts. But this is a break from our four-year routine because we aren't doing the radio show. Well, we're still doing it, but it's kind of being phased out. And what we're going to do is just have a podcast, multiple series as we define how we're going to move forward. Everything we do is good because we're very experienced with our 18 years together doing business coaching. And we have a lot of good stuff, a lot of good business stories for small. And we define small as 1 to 25 employees. So if you have a small business, I know you're having trouble. We know you're having trouble with issues, many issues every day. We've probably seen them before, the high probability that we have. We've defined them and we've come up with solutions. So with that, we're going to talk tonight in this podcast for a little bit about the coronavirus. And how do you plan in that freaking atmosphere? How do we plan? This is unprecedented. With all the king's horses and all the king's men, nobody could put Humpty Dumpty together again, at least at this point. And what are we going to do? How do you plan in this kind of environment? We'll kick that around a little bit. What do you think, Adam? I know you got some ideas.
Absolutely, Jack. Yeah, you know, it's one of the things that planning is often not people's favorite thing to do, Jack, and especially when it comes to the business, people will do it begrudgingly at times. And if you know, to your point, if you look around, things you read, things you watch, things you hear, all it is about Corona, COVID-19, this, and this, and there appears to be no end in sight. And so one of the things that can be tempting at a time like this where we don't know when the end date's going to be is how do I put together a plan? And while planning is more difficult in times like this, it's not impossible. It's tougher, but there's ways to do it. And so one of the things we've been guiding all of our clients on, and the reason why we're still doing our podcast, just to make sure we're clear here, folks, for your longtime podcast listeners, you won't even notice a difference other than we aren't having any breaks or going in and out of breaks for the radio show. We're going to be here every week doing our podcast to make sure we stay with you, especially in times like this. And as Jack and I were talking about this week, one of the common themes for our clients has been going back, like we always do, Jack, back to our seven keys to get the plans down, to plan the business. Because as an owner here, you have not only responsibility for your personal family, you got responsibilities for your company. And it's never been a lonelier seat than it has these past couple weeks, because everybody's looking at you. Everybody thinks you have all the answers normally. Now they're thinking that you do, even though they probably know in their hearts you don't, you're going to do your best. And so one of our key to success, Jack, is leadership, right? And that's key number five. And this
key is five out of seven, right?
That's right. And that is being tested right now. And that's where I want to start in terms of from a leadership standpoint. One of your duties is start to get a plan pulled together. A plan pulled together for the company in terms of what's going to happen going forward. And we want to make this plan, as we always talk about, Jack, the plans are not perfect. The idea is not to be perfect or to be exactly right. The purpose of the plan is to get our best thinking out in terms of what we're trying to do.
That's right. We want the right things running around and swimming around in your brain, especially while you're sleeping at night. We want the right things there because it's so important to get ideas solidified that you can be, you know, in control when you present to your top team.
And for sake of planning, what we want to focus on today, and so what we're focusing all of our clients on, is the next 90 days. So kind of a short-term plan, because again, short-term is very key here. And as usually the case when it comes to planning, usually the visibility on the shorter-term plan is better than a longer-term plan. And so as we start to think about that from a planning standpoint, if we touch on our other seven keys, Jack, so if leadership's the overall first one we're starting with here in terms of, hey, let's get that plan pulled together. It's a big part of your duties. If we go to the next key for that, it's going to be cash forecasting. Cash forecasting for the next 90 days.
Perfect. Yeah. Where else do you want to really put your guns right now, your planning guns? Cash is everything. Especially if your business is closed up like it's going on right now, you know, the government coming in effect saying, look, if we're going to beat this corona, not the beer, the coronavirus, if we're going to beat this, we got to play hardball. And boy, are they playing hardball, keeping you locked up in your own house. Not quite that bad, but damn near.
No, it feels that way. And it's very un-American, right? People talk about that in terms of being it, but it's very real. And so one of the things that we coach all of our clients on is this 90-day cash flow, Jack, and it tends to bounce around depending where people are. But when it comes to I guess I look at this as a crisis situation. Again, we're talking about the whole idea of how do you plan in these uncertain times. You know, given your experience of going in and buying troubled companies and fixing them up, Jack, that was always a big charge for you. Is let's look at the next 90 days, you know, these next 3 months, and get our hands around what's kind of going on, because it's very empowering to bring that focus to the organization as far as stuff that we can do to make things kind of happen. And as people always say, cash is king, right, Jack, when it comes to any business, but especially a small business. So the purpose here of the cash forecast, folks, is we want to be able to see, picture 90 days out. By day, we can forecast what our cash balance is going to be. And our question to you today is, how far out can you see a positive cash balance? Can you see a week out? A month? Can you see out 90 days? Whatever the answer is, if it's only a week, okay, we have that 1 week to start with. And the idea is, well, how do I get that 1 week to become 2 weeks, to become 3 weeks? But it starts with trying to look out and see what's kind of happening. So to your point, Jack, depending on the situation you're in, and there's many businesses that have gone from, you know, doing pretty well, having nice revenue coming in, to all of a sudden they go down to zero overnight because they've been deemed to be a non-essential business, right? And so they've had to close up their doors. So what do you do in that case? What do you do in that case? And so
well,
I say what I think what most people are doing is they're curling up in a ball and they're watching TV, they're getting depressed. They're feeling very lonely. They aren't necessarily looking out and trying to plan and see what's kind of going on. They may be trying to pull some things here or there, but they aren't looking at the entire picture. So part of the beauty of a cash forecast, it's going to show us what our current cash on hand is. And it's, you know, whatever we're predicting for cash coming in the next 90 days and predicting for cash kind of going out. So I think to your point, Jack, if all of a sudden you're part of a company where you've been shut down, well, chances are, yeah, we got zero cash maybe coming in for these next couple weeks or next 4 weeks, perhaps. So you'll forecast in zero cash coming in. What does that look like?
Well, you got a lot of fixed costs that have to be attended to. And the cash that you do have is going to be used pretty much for that. Variable costs, to the degree you can generate some revenue. And if we were to talk about the current mandates from the government, basically, if you're a non-essential business, and that's pretty much what we're talking about here, you can only serve drive-through, pretty much, or takeout. So you got to figure out what kind of business that's going to be for your company and scale your production, or not production, but your employees down to where that can be executed, that being the takeout, the drive-through. So if you get that covered, then all right, you have a chance of limping along, not the way you want to in your business. And we're talking food businesses right now too. They seem to be the hardest hit because they operate on very thin margins anyway. So it's understanding these costs, looking at the ability to generate some cash. And if you can't, then your company, depending on what the government's going to do with setting up holidays and pushbacks and deferrals and loans and showering us with cash, in the absence of those, you're looking at ominous choices. The worst thing to do is not try to be proactive. To be proactive and kind of come up with a plan that says, look, as far as I see it right now, I'm going to have X months of this kind of stuff. Therefore, my cash is only going to be this. I can only give you this. That's what the 90-day cash flow is designed to do. Give you the look going forward. And if you have nothing coming in and you don't have any resources and you don't have any investors, well, your company, unfortunately, is probably going to go down the tubes. And someone else is going to own it next Monday.
Let's touch
not quite that bad.
It's depending on the situation, Jack. Yeah, you're giving an example of a restaurant that might have a tremendous decrease, and some people actually are going all the way to zero. But you're touching on different resources that people have available. So when we're talking about cash coming in, that's one thing that's coming from the normal business. But the resource part, I think you're talking about, Jack, is what do you have available in terms of a term we often talk about, like dry powder, right? So what does that mean? So what do you have available, like things like lines of credit? And whether you have lines of credit with your bank, you may have lines of credit with your vendors. Do you have credit cards available? If you don't have that kind of stuff that you can kind of tap into, okay, well, the only other option you mentioned, though, you mentioned investors, Jack, right? So, that investor could be you as the owner investing more money into your business, or perhaps you have some investors already or folks that are available that might want to invest in your business. So again, if you're having a cash shortfall, the question becomes, where do you get cash to put in if you want to put it in, right? Because we're trying to wrestle with the question, to your point, Jack, is if we don't know how things are coming back or when they're coming back, we want to get a sense of how bad did things look. And if we feel like we can get through it, if we're going to borrow money, we want to make sure we have a pretty good sense that we're going to be able to pay that money back at some point, right?
That is correct.
So the cash forecast brings all that stuff together, brings all your incoming money in, all your outgoing money. It should all be together in one place, and we should start to see that the goal is if we can show a positive cash balance for the next 90 days, that's what we're trying to get to. But start with a week, and then go to 2 weeks, then go to a month, and see what you see. If you can see a positive cash balance, that's a very good solid footing to start from. And many people still can see that today, Jack, because they're starting to make some adjustments. And that cash forecast ties right into our next key, which is the profit plan.
You might explain what these seven keys are that you keep talking about. Well, again, for those people who are just turning in for the first time.
Sure. The seven keys are what we use to frame business in terms of what we coach our owners to work on in terms of the most important things in their business. And depending what's going on in the world and going on in their business, each one of those seven will take different priorities. And so when it comes to a time like this, you want to be looking at all seven of these things. It's a question of how we start to prioritize them. And so what we're doing today is we're prioritizing it in a different order. Right, so we started with leadership. Leadership's really key number five when we look at our seven keys. The cash forecast is key number six, but we're saying right now, hey, leadership's number one in terms of you as a leader looking, being in front of your team, followed right behind by the cash forecast. Next up is going to be the profit plan, which is usually key number two, but the profit plan shows all of our revenues and our expenses as well. And we try to look on there to see, again, are we able to show a profit? because the profit eventually becomes cash flow. So if we're looking out, can you forecast revenue? That's what we were talking about before, Jack. Can we forecast revenue? If you're shut down right now, what are you forecasting for how long you're going to be shut down? So depending where you live, you might be hearing, hey, we're locked down for a week, for 2 weeks, for a month. You got to put in your best guess as far as what you think is reality, okay? So maybe it's going to be a month. And you know, we're big fans, Jack, of trying to be more conservative at times like this. Let's look at whatever the worst case you might think might be. Maybe make it a little bit worse, right? Let's kind of see and you know, kind of test it a little bit.
See if you can put it on paper. See if you can write a plan that says, I can make money if I do this. Or, oh, that's too low. I need more revenue coming in. I need something. I can't cut expenses any further.
Right.
Okay, you hit your bottom point. Now, from there, you move it up a little bit with optimism and research and hard work, and all of a sudden that plan has another step, which basically allows you to at least see a little bit of bright light ahead. This is a company that's almost shut down or is shut down.
And this being an unprecedented time, Jack, because we're talking about different resources out there. So I'm sure many of you have heard about things like the SBA offering different loans, anywhere from $25,000 up to $2 million. And these loans can be up to 30 years in length. So there's resources that are available. When it comes to the expense side, Jack, you're saying, yeah, there's certain expenses you can cut. What's kind of unique about today's circumstances, we have the ability to go and delay payments, or perhaps negotiate some payments with vendors right now. It's unprecedented, Jack, in terms of people are, we keep using this word pause, right? It's kind of like people are taking a pause. And so what that looks like from a vendor standpoint, everybody from your insurance, you know, carriers, whether it be, you know, health insurance or liability insurance, to your mortgage people, to your landlord, are now offering the ability to delay or push off payments 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, right? People are all kind of coming together on this stuff in order to try to find ways to be able to help out. And so, you know, there are, as you're looking at your expenses, and we're counseling many of our clients this way, why not see what the options are, right? Even if you have a stockpile of cash and things are okay, why not talk to your insurance company and see what they're willing to offer you? Why not talk to your banker, you know, and see what they're willing to offer you in terms of, you know, delayed payments, to talk to your landlord? Because if you're able to delay payments for a few months and keep that cash internally, that can maybe be used in different ways. Maybe perhaps to pay some of your employees, to pay some other bills, to take care of some of the basics or some of the essentials, Jack, as everybody keeps on talking about.
The essentials, yes.
But it's starting to go through all, it's going through each one of those line items to kind of look at what's kind of going on, taking a hard look at your business and saying, okay, do I really need this? Or can I delay this or push this out? Or can I negotiate somehow to where I get a better rate, a different rate, get some relief? And that's something that people have to get on now. It shouldn't be all hodgepodge either. The idea of getting everything kind of laid out, we have our list of all of our expenses there. It's going through every one of them and starting to prioritize in terms of maybe what the biggest ones first, but you want to go through every one of your line items to see what's there. And that way you're able to then put together a plan, Jack.
Let me tell you a little dirty secret.
All right.
A little dirty secret is that collateral that you put up, like your house when you personally sign on loans, banks don't want that stuff. I mean, what are they going to do with it? They want to be paid for the money that they lent you. So if there's a big flood, and believe me, this comeback, whatever form it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of assets that were pledged that are going to be on the market, or at least being told they're going to be on the market. And my whole point is that you need to have an attitude. You got to be confident that the banks don't want that collateral. You do. And you could go buy it again for cents on the dollar. You could cut a deal. You could do a lot of things, because the banks will work with somebody who has some confidence, who has a good plan. So if I lost my pizza shop and they're talking about foreclosing and taking it back and all my equipment and everything, if I confidently went in and talked about, look at this freaking coronavirus situation is over, we're rebuilding again, and I don't have to rebuild with you know, new construction. I want to buy this building back, and here's the deal. Here's what I'm offering. And that can work. It can work, especially in tough times. because a lot of people are just afraid. They roll over in that corner and that's it. Oh, woe is me.
Right.
Keep fighting for this stuff. There's going to be opportunities like you can't believe going on when this thing kind of rises, because a lot of people just quit, and they quit because they don't know how to do what they don't have the knowledge to go forward, and they don't have that attitude. Attitude is big, real big.
So it starts with the numbers, Jack. Now, as we know, that's not necessarily the strong point or the favorite point of many owners. This is a key thing to kind of go through, because it starts to give you that perspective on just, again, like you said, how good or bad could things be, and you can sort of get the plans from there. Once you kind of know what the possibilities are, you can now start to have a plan and start to execute that plan. And part of that too, as we go back, you know, one of our other keys, Jack, is the organizational plan, right? That's key number four. It's really actually number four here as well, because what's going to happen when your team comes back to work, right? So if you're off work, or some of the team is off work, if you've been forced to close, or what changes are you making now to protect your team, you know, in terms of what's kind of going on to stay open for business? If you've had to lay people off, and some or all of your people off, that's a good time to ask yourself a question. Who would you bring back first when you're ready to open up again?
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to reinvent your company around the ideas that you've been having. I know you have, because you all do. Now you have got an opportunity to really, you know, remake your organization. Yes, very important.
And you want to make sure you keep these people close to you. Also, Jack, you know, one of the things that people were complaining about up to about a month ago was it's so difficult to find good people. I can't hire anybody, right? Well, we're going to have a flood of people who are going to be available here in the next several months. Millions of people are going to be available because they've been laid off. They're unemployed. So, again, if you're one of those companies that has some good stability, or has some stability here as we're getting the plan together, your point about being opportunistic, Jack, could also be getting some very good people on board who wouldn't be available otherwise, because they're now free agents because of no fault of their own. Just happens to be they were working for companies that were considered non-essential that had to close up. And so you have some ability now where the pool of talent now is being replenished a bit. And again, it's an opportunity to come in and say, hey, you might be able to upgrade some of your talent as well in terms of what things are going on as you start to move forward and we come out of this thing. And so in addition to the organization, you know, the people's a big part of that, Jack, but it's also when it comes to systems and technology. Okay, how about some technology discussions here, folks? Holy cow, you know, as we're saying here, we're making an adjustment, folks, and we are no different. When we're talking to you about what stuff that has to get done, you know, Jack and I spent the better part of last week revising our profit plan, looking at our cash forecast, sort of looking at our organization plan, right? And Jack and I spent several hours this weekend on technology. Okay, and it's stuff that we've been using a little bit here or there, but we've really kind of delved into it to make sure that we're starting to use stuff to help smooth things out and to help adjust what we're doing. Everything from this radio show, which now, you know, our podcast, it's going to be strictly a podcast, Jack, because we're using technology. We want to make sure that we can use technology in a very good way. And we've had, what, 10 Zoom meetings already this week, Jack, with people? It's been fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, there are hidden benefits. You know, this technology, look at it as one big crate weighing thousands of pounds that you've been pushing to the cliff. Everyone's been pushing it to the cliff. A lot of reasons, especially people in my age bracket, finding reasons not to do. All of a sudden, this coronavirus and its after effect is going to make us come back, and we aren't going to take the old habits we had. You know, like Adam's point, we're doing a bunch of Zoom broadcasts, and my God, is it fun and flexible and very effective. So there's a ton more in that big crate that's at the end of the cliff. And when this thing called the economy starts to refire again, I think that crate's going to go over the cliff, and there's going to be all kinds of new activity going on.
You just aren't
going to do the same stuff. You learned a ton of stuff. Now you got an opportunity to regroup.
as painful as
it might be.
Well, you're talking about some of the old codgers, Jack. How many times have we heard over the last decade plus of people complaining about this remote workforce? People wanted to work remotely and doing things, and are they really working, right? Well, guess what? They're all being now forced to let people do that stuff. And what they're probably going to discover is actually people can work remotely. They may actually work more, be more efficient, or maybe even be better, because they're going to appreciate the fact that, you know, of what you're doing for them. And with technologies, we're starting to test things. Yeah, there's a lot of ways we can change how we're doing things to make things work better. especially, and as you look at that technology again, even when the restrictions are off, are people going to be afraid of maybe gathering in some bigger groups for a little while? So this technology thing is probably going to stick. And so how does that look for your business in terms of what kind of technology changes do you want to be able to kind of make to your business? So that's a good segue, Jack, into our next key, which is the vision. And vision is usually the first thing that we talk about. It's a big picture 10-year vision, okay? But again, let's take that vision. Let's bring it down to the 90-day thing too, Jack, okay? Let's, again, everything that we're talking about tonight is on a 90-day plan. So what kind of changes do you want to be making to your business going forward to better prepare yourself, whether it be for events like, you know, this coronavirus and COVID-19? But what things are there that you could potentially offer? Again, thinking about this as an opportunity to launch some maybe new products or services based on different skills, abilities, or experience that are part of your company. What kind of things could you be doing that are different?
Partner with people who you've been talking to, you know, lately about this through the years. It's a good time to reinvent yourself. Perfect time. And you come out of it much stronger for it. And that's typically what happens in things like this.
You can do things too, as we're talking about, if you're in a good position, Jack, if you've thought about getting into a different area, a different business, what about looking out to potentially go talk to some other folks about potentially partnering up or acquiring somebody?
Or
merging, right? There's different ways, but it's the idea of we're trying to pull all of our clients and pull their heads up out of the muckety muck here for a while and look out a little further and see what kind of opportunities do you have? And if you can sit around just kind of chewing on that for a bit, what kind of things could you do different? What kind of, again, different services could you offer? There's new, you see it in the news every day, Jack. There's so many companies now that are liquid providing companies that are all of a sudden, you know, switching over and doing hand sanitizer. You've got the GMs of the world that are taking some of their auto manufacturing and putting it towards ventilators. What kind of things, what kind of skills and abilities does your company have that you can start to do stuff? It may only be locally, but it's okay. There's opportunities that are going to be there. Start looking for those opportunities in terms of how you can, again, potentially recreate, relaunch, reinvent your business in some way. That's a fantastic way to kind of think about stuff. So that's the vision piece of it, Jack. Next up is the marketing plan. Marketing plan is usually number three. We got kind of down towards the end here, but it's the marketing plan is important for a couple of reasons, especially now. I'm sure you listening can relate. If you're like Jack and I, you've been flooded with emails. It seems like every 5 minutes there's an email coming from somebody you haven't heard from talking about their COVID-19 response, right? Everybody's putting these things out.
Everyone's in the business, right?
So that's annoying, right? But we're talking about, why don't you put out some stuff to tell your customers and prospects and vendors about what's going on in your business in terms of how you're operating? Something simple. Hey, are your doors open? Are you still in business? Are you doing a reduced business? What's it look like? How do you stay connected to those folks and stay in front of them? How can they help you through this, right? So you were talking earlier about restaurants, Jack. One of the things you see all over the place now are people saying, hey, go buy some gift cards for a local restaurant. Put a little cash in their pocket, right? It's a way to be able to do that. There's different things that your customers can do for you, but you want to make sure you're out in front of them. Just kind of let them know, here's what's kind of going on. We're here for you. You know, part of what we've been doing, Jack, in the last 10 days, we keep our clients close normally. We've taken them even closer. Right. In terms of, you know, because we're trying to spend more time with them. We're trying to help them even more now and be around them more.
Well, it's really, yeah, they don't get any closer than 6 feet, though.
Well, especially, well, no, we get really close now. If you take a look at the technology, man, you're only a foot or two away from me now on the screen.
Yeah, well, right? That's true. That's true.
But it's important to kind of keep your name out there, because if people don't hear from you, they might assume you aren't around anymore. Right. And as I was saying before, in terms of trying to keep people close to you, as you know, Jack, we're big on know, like, and trust. KLT, know, like, and trust. And there's no better time than now to be reaching out to those people, to be talking to them, right? And just, again, just to check in, to see what's happening. And remember that your know, like, and trust people are the people who are willing to help you, and you're willing to help them.
And we'll do another podcast on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a very important thing. And one last part of the marketing plan, Jack, I want to put out there. Yeah, it's about this whole idea of looking for acquisitions. You know, think about that as part of your marketing plan to kind of to grow as well.
We could teach we could teach people who are looking to do that. We've helped a number of clients do that. We personally have done it. And that's by companies with little or no cash out of your pocket. That requires some knowledge, it requires some partnering, it requires some things that are all doable, all doable by anybody, quite frankly, if they have the right attitude.
If they have the right attitude, Jack, and if they're using the seven keys to make a plan, also you can see what that should look like, right?
That's right. That is correct, though.
That's a big part of this stuff. And then the last key is key number seven is presenting. That's actually number seven for, as we listed too, but it's also number seven tonight. And the idea here being is you want to be able to tailor now. So we've gone through the other six keys, Jack, and the idea here is to be able to now tailor that information to suit the audience that you're presenting to. So whether it be your employees, your customers, your vendors, your spouse, okay? What are you going to tell them? What are you talking to them about? And if you have these things in place, you can articulate your plan with confidence. And so in terms of here's what we're doing, it's really helping them focus on what's the next right step, the next right move that we're going to take today, this week, to help move this thing forward and make this plan start to happen. So if it's coming back to some of our numbers before, Jack, if it's all of a sudden we're going to reach out and talk to our customers and see what we can do to secure revenue coming in, if we're going to start to now reach out to folks that we're going to make some cuts in terms of expenses, you start to have those things. And as you start to execute your plan, Jack, it's amazing how much energy and positivity starts to get back into your control, because that's what us as small business owners are looking for, is the ability to control our destiny, right? And that's part of what's been kind of sucked away from us here in the last few weeks, and we don't like it. So what we're saying is, hey, enough of this, you know, crying and wailing, and said, let's get back to it. Let's start making a plan for the next 90 days to see what we're going to do to get out of this. And as we exit from this, how we're going to do much better coming out of this and be better and stronger for it. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're encouraging all of our clients to do it. We're here for you on, you know, as part of our podcast here on Dirty Secrets of Small Business. We want to help you be able to do this stuff too and get it out there. This is what you need to be doing. A 90-day plan, the seven keys that we just walked through. If you have thoughts or questions, like Jack said, we're available for this stuff. There's ways to get a hold of us. You can email us at radio@maximumvp.com. That's always a great way to get a hold of us. You want to try that. You can also give us a call, Jack, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the old technology.
Well, old technology works well. If you want to give us a call, you can do that at 877-849-0670. And like we said, we're making adjustments here like everybody else, and we're going to keep doing our weekly podcast here, Jack, of Dirty Secrets of Small Business. And if you like what you heard tonight, we've got, as Jack mentioned at the opening, we have over 200 shows out there, folks. You can get them all at our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. You can go to our Facebook page and find them there. Or better yet, go to use your smart device or smartphones, all the technology here. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to Spotify and subscribe to the podcast. It gets delivered right to your smart device. So we're here. We aren't going anywhere, Jack. We're here for the long haul. We're here to help the small business folks through all this. Tell your friends about it. Share it with your friends. Make sure you engage and make this thing start to happen. We're going to get the 90-day plans in place, Jack. Let's make sure the small business come out of this stronger than ever.
Always the right way to do it. By the way, are you going to the Cleveland Indians opener tomorrow?
I'd love to be going, Jack. It's going to be a beautiful day. They're going to be having a different opener in terms of they're going to be reliving the 1994 opener, I understand. You know, so we'll see how it goes. We'll have some fun and eventually get to it. That's correct. Back to some normalcy at some point.
Yeah, one of these days. We'll see.
All right, okay. Everybody. Well, thanks for listening to this week's edition of Dirty Secrets of Small Business. We will see you all next week, same place, all right?
You got it.
Y'all take care now. We'll talk to you later.